My name is Bedavi Desai. I'm the executive director of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance. It's hard to imagine the conditions that are facing the drivers in New York City today. And it's even harder to imagine the extent to which this crisis that's taken so many lives and ruined so many futures was all manufactured. And it was all done in concert between public government and private capital. In the middle of it was a workforce of over 95% immigrants that had been left now practically penniless. The medallion was first created in 1937. At the time, 12,000 were sold for $10 each. No more were sold again for another 60 years in 1997 under the Giuliani administration. Prices were considered stable from 1995 to 2002, and then the spike started, primarily in 2004 to 2014, when it finally crashed. The spike in medallion values coincides with almost the entirety of the term of the Bloomberg administration. But what we want to put on the record today is it did not end in 2014. And their sleight of hands, we believe, has absolutely continued since 2014. Many of the same government officials that oversaw the overinflation, the overvaluing of the medallion, were the same forces then went ahead to go and work for Uber and Lyft. And today, some of them even work in the state government. At the governor's mansion, no less, the same person who has been the champion of these companies since they entered the market in New York City. We don't think this is a coincidence, and we want questions to be answered. We ask you as the city council to call those people into these halls because we want answers from them. We want to see that Roth report be publicly issued. We want to see every single line of it. We also want to see the reports that were written by the State Department of Financial Services from between 2010 to 2014 that found a number of illegalities and lending practices, but they never even issued one summons. They didn't issue one summons, and they never even increased their oversight. In that same time period, they still went ahead and watched this city sell 1,500 more medallions, knowing that the price had been artificially inflated, knowing that the lenders were not looking to have the buyers even make a minimum deposit, let alone the 20% that would otherwise have been required under federal law had they not been exempt from those regulations by Congress. All of these regulators, according to the New York Times, seven government agencies knew what was happening. They allowed it to continue. And in that time period, from 2004 to 2014, the city of New York made $850 million. That's just from the auctions and the private market transactions alone. There was another over $600 million that the state of New York made from the 50 cents tax. And I ask you to understand that these two things are connected. I was there in 2009 when the state looked to impose the tax. And the belief was that the medallion market was so healthy that it could take that extra tax on. That same administration today, a year ago in 2018, ignored reports of how the current surcharge of $2.50 would reduce revenue by an additional 30%. They ignored that. They ignored the fact that four drivers had already committed suicide by the time that they imposed that tax. There are nine drivers in total that have committed suicide. Three of them, 33%, are owner drivers, even though owner drivers represent less than 5% of the entire workforce. They have disproportionately represented the drivers in crisis despair across this industry. We want answers as to how these officials were allowed to keep that revolving door going, to go from public office into the very halls of private capital that they were supposed to be regulating. And make no mistake that the storyline does not end in 2014. The impact of Uber and Lyft has not been a 10% drop in revenue. It's been closer to 36% drop in revenue for each individual taxi cab from 2011 up to today. Adjusted for inflation, that's 44% drop in revenue. What we're seeing is that at the end of the year, owner drivers end up in deficit of an average $30,000. Almost every single penny they earn behind the wheel, on the meter, goes entirely to either operating expenses or back to the state in the form of the taxes or back to the city for the improvement fund. Almost none of it is left over for them to spend on for their cost of living for their families. And so at the end of the year, they're averaging a deficit of $28,000. People are dying in debt. They're maxing out credit cards as cash flows to go week to week, month to month, sometimes day to day, because they don't have enough revenue even after working 60 to 70 hours a week. They're going from working 6 days to now 7 days. We have so many members who are now in their late 60s and early 70s. They expected to retire. Some of them had retired, and they had to come back to work and drive behind the wheel. One of the hardest jobs in the United States of America, where a worker is 30 times more likely to be killed on the job, 80 times more likely to be robbed on the job. They have, you know, some of the highest levels of stress and physical pain of any occupations in the U.S. And in their 70s, when they finally thought they were going to be able to retire after serving the streets of New York for 40, 30, 25 years of their life, almost the entirety of their adult lives, they're back to driving, and that is absolutely criminal. It is criminal. Every single person in the city of New York should feel a deep shame when you look in that taxi and you see a man or a woman in their late 60s and 70s back behind the wheel because their retirement was stolen. It was literally taken out of their hands. It was stolen from them without any warning. There was no time for preparation for themselves or any member of their family. I want to ask the David Yaskies and the Ashwini Chabras and the Andrew Cuomos of this world. I want to ask the Gene Friedmans and the Mr. Mersteins of this world. Did Dorina Nicescu, whose husband spent his entire adult life driving, so with his medallion, so he could have a retirement in case, God forbid, he passed away, for his wife of over 40 years? Do they understand what they cost that family? She has nothing left for herself. She gets less in the medallion rental per month from the broker than what she pays to the bank. And she's one of the luckier ones because she has less than $200,000 left on that loan. We know of members who have $90,000 left on their loans, and they're paying mortgages of $3,000 a month. That's unacceptable. And how dare these lenders and these credit unions, Melrose, Lomto, Progressive, Montauk, Bay Ridge, Omega, they all have to answer. How dare they continue to sell the medallion to a predominantly immigrant workforce who they left penniless while behind closed doors they made plans to exit the industry? All of these forces in private capital and in government, they not only look to jump the ship and go into a private yacht, But they left that ship without hulls when they pulled out the oars from the sides, and they left it sinking. And that's the crisis we are in today. We have also found that on average...
Sorry, if you may summarize, please.
I will summarize. We have found on average that not only is the deficit at the end of the year close to $28,000 for owner drivers, but also we have found that the average medallion expenses are $5,003. The average medallion payment alone is $2,800. The city council needs to establish a permanent task force that is going to establish the current value of the medallion. Any loan amount that is above that value must be forgiven, first and foremost. Must be forgiven. 2 more minutes. 1 minute. Secondly, there needs to be a cap on the mortgage. You should not have to pay more than $900 a month on the mortgage of that medallion. We need a retirement fund for all drivers, and we need an immediate payout to our older drivers, to our seniors who we love and for whose labor and sacrifices we are grateful for having served this city. They need to be able to retire immediately with dignity, and the city needs to ensure that. The City Council Task Force needs to be authorized by law to oversee this current crisis, become permanent task force, fully authorized to cap prices, mortgages, and freeze sales when necessary. Stop the predatory lending practices, require credit review, ban confession of judgment, ban interest-only payments, require attorney review of agreements. Financial clinics are not enough. Provide free legal representation for every individual owner driver to go through bankruptcy and other proceedings to negotiate loan modifications. And come up with a longer-term solution and continue to regulate, first time regulate, the entire industry as a whole, including those that are being bankrolled by Wall Street, the same forces that worked hand-in-hand with the very administration that oversaw and encouraged this crisis that we're in today. Thank you, and...
Because an important role that you've been playing is standing for the drivers, we extended the time. For the rest, you're going to be putting the clock in 3 minutes.